Well, good morning and thank you once again for joining us on this Sunday. We are so glad that you faithfully come online just to listen to God's infallible word. We are grateful that we've almost seen another year, and though there were lots of fatalities and loss of loved ones, but we thank God for his faithfulness, his love, and his compassion. We're drawing close to the end of this year, 2021. Well, this is the time when one has to evaluate and take time to reason as to how the year had been. Well, if you've been paying close attention and listening to what has been shared on this platform, by now you would have already been prepared to look forward to 2022 and make the necessary changes and plans so that you will be able to handle the year 2022. We're still in the epidemic stage. The infection rate is not as bad as it was, but you must take all your necessary precautions in order to keep safe. To our church family, a warm welcome to you. I trust that you've been keeping well. The banking details on the screen are for your tithes, your offerings, your first fruit, and all your extraordinary givings. To all our viewers, if you have been blessed by what you've been listening on this channel, there is no urging or forcing, but you are most welcome to use the same banking details if you like to sow a seed into our ministry for the extension of God's kingdom. I did say to you last week that we will be on this platform until further notice. We are looking forward to moving into the premises as well as to have our gatherings, and we will still also be online when we open church services, but I want you to know for now we will be on this platform and it will continue at 7:30. Today I want to embark on a new series, and I felt that today, for this next couple of weeks, I want to share on the principles of prosperity. While I know a lot of people think about prosperity, a lot of people think about increase, a lot of people think about how they can make more money, what they can do to enhance their finances. But this morning, I want to share on principles that I've been studying and that has been on this platform for many years. And most of these principles you'll also find in our ABC curriculum, which we teach to our church and to those who contact us on WhatsApp. We normally do some presentations with them, and as well as formal meetings in order to teach accurate building concepts. These concepts have been written by Dr. S.Y. Govender, and I want you to know that these principles have helped the Church of the Living God to enlarge their territories. And obedience to these principles are absolutely important. Therefore, this morning I felt that I want to share on the principles of prosperity, and I'm going to share some of the principles that would affect your life on a daily basis. So please, Church, pay careful attention, because this is preparing you for 2022. And I know a lot of you come to the last time day of the year and make New Year's Day resolutions. I'm a strong believer of not last day New Year's resolutions, but to make resolutions in my life that will change me before the end of the year, so that I would be able to maintain it this year as well as move on to it in the new year, and be able to practice that which I have destined myself for because of the changes that I've made. And I trust that you will follow the same pattern, and as the Lord leads you, that you will continue to make the necessary changes in your life. When one talks about prosperity, people generally have the idea that this guy is going to talk about money only. Well, the prosperity that I want to speak about does not only include money. It includes your entire life, your standard of life, your way of life as a believer. So this is divine principles of prosperity for believers, those who are born again children of the Most High God. These principles can be applied to anyone, but I want you to know that it is very effective to those who are born again children of God, because the principles are not man-made principles. They are principles that are shared from the living Word of God. So you have to believe the Word of God, that the God's Word is true, in order for these principles to affect your life. Biblical prosperity is fourfold, not just onefold. A lot of people think that when one speaks about prosperity, prosperity is only onefold and that leads to money. But I want you to know biblical prosperity is actually fourfold. It includes physical, social, spiritual, and mental well-being. So church, this morning, your prosperity does not only include finances. Your prosperity includes social, spiritual, mental, and physical well-being. When I talk about physical well-being, I speak about your physical health and wealth that is increased. So your physical well-being is about your physical health and your wealth. When I speak about social well-being, I speak about having favor of man. That is your social well-being, which means you must not only have favor of God, but you must have favor of God and man. And that includes your prosperity. I want you to know, church, this morning, that if you do not have the favor of man and you only have the favor of God, you will do well. But if you want to do extraordinary well, you want to be extraordinary prosperous, you must also have the favor of man. Then there is spiritual well-being. And your spiritual well-being is having favor of God. So here you can see that your prosperity does not only include social well-being. It also includes your spiritual well-being. And then there is a mental well-being. And that means to have an healthy mind, to have emotions, and to have will. Healthy mind, emotion, and wealth. That's what affects your mental well-being. Like you could see that church this morning, that your prosperity is not only locked to your, or is not excluded to, it's not only included in your physical well-being. Your prosperity includes physical, social, spiritual, and mental well-being. Somebody say hallelujah. Because right now you could realize that if you're only having a mindset of just one portion of your life, which means you're focused just on physical well-being, and all the other well-beings in your life are neglected, then you would not be totally prosperous. I want you to know that another word for prosperity is also the word blessings. A lot of people speak about being blessed. A lot of people speak about blessings. A lot of people speak about increased blessings. But a blessing is supernatural success. That's what a blessing is. A blessing is supernatural success. It's supernatural protection. It's supernatural happiness. And it is beyond what is deserved. That's what blessings is. Blessings is supernatural protection, happiness, which is beyond what is deserved. The understanding of blessings or a curse is foundational to the study of the Word of God. Which means when you study blessings in the Bible, you have to also study curses, because blessings and curses are foundational in the Bible. Therefore, the church can only not be a bless me church. The church also needs to guard themselves against the curses that is in the Bible. And I want you to know that these blessings and curses are foundational to the study of God's spiritual laws. So which means the laws governs your blessings and your curses. Which means if you understand the laws of God's word, then you will understand the blessings and the curses in the laws of God's word. And therefore you need to understand that understanding blessings and curses is foundational to the study on God's spiritual laws. Even though curses are real, it's a biblical principle. But it's important to understand right now, church, that to know that the blessings are more powerful, this is what it's important to know, that the blessings are more powerful than the curses. And therefore, you need to know, just like as light is more powerful than darkness, so is blessings. And therefore, while the Bible teaches about blessings and curses, which are the foundational truths in the law of God, yet you must know that if you desire to be prosperous and have the supernatural blessings of God, then you will also know that blessings are more powerful than curses. This morning in part one, I want to look at a few examples from the Bible that are biblical principles. They are biblical principles for a believer's prosperity. And therefore, you have to pay careful attention in order to understand, to prepare yourself for a very, very prosperous new year. You have to understand biblical prosperity. And the thing about biblical prosperity is that you have to understand that the Bible talks about men of God that were physically well off, that were physically wealthy. And the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verse number, Genesis chapter 13, verse number 2, it says, Abraham was rich in livestock. Somebody say rich. Abraham was rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. I want you to know that biblical prosperity includes being rich in silver and gold. Not only your well-being, but not only your health, but it also is you are rich in livestock, silver and in gold. Abraham was. The Bible also tells us that Isaac, in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 14, then Isaac sowed in that land. Which land? The land that he dwelled. Isaac invested in that land and reaped the same year. You see, somebody needs to catch these words. He reaped the same year. There's nothing wrong with desiring to be prosperous, as long as you understand biblical truths. Biblical truths means that you've got to sow in the land in order to reap the same year. And the Bible tells us that he reaped the same year a hundredfold. Now this is what it means. He sowed onefold. He reaped a hundredfold. Therefore, you need to know how important it is that when we speak about biblical principles for a believer, in order for a believer to prosper, there are laws in the Word of God that needs to be understood. There are examples in God's Word that needs to be followed. And therefore, it's important to understand that these examples are important. And the Bible says the Lord blessed him. Who blessed him? The Lord blessed him because he was obedient to the laws of God. Abraham was blessed. Yeah, you see, Isaac was blessed. The Bible says the man began to prosper. Prosperity was Isaac's forefront. Why? He sowed in the land and he reaped the same year, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. You see, there is a place for a believer. Somebody get excited this morning. There's a place for you, church, to become very prosperous. And the Bible tells us, unless you know how to understand biblical principles, that is for a believer. Now, I want you to know that if you are not a believer, you might get offended by what I'm speaking about. Because people don't like pastors to speak about prosperity. Well, if you are just listening to me for the first time, I want you to know that I'm not only speaking about physical prosperity. I'm also going to touch on social. I'm also going to touch on spiritual. I'm going to touch on mental prosperity. All these prosperities, which are fourfold prosperities, are to enhance your life in the whole sphere of your life. And therefore, you need to understand this. And the Bible says the man prospered, and he continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. You see, this is the thing about God's prosperity. People will envy you when God blesses you. People don't envy people when they are blessed by Babylon. They think it's mere luck. But when they find that you have supernatural blessings, people will envy you. They'll talk bad about you. They will insult you. They will pass bad comments. But guess what? You need to know how to make that declaration and be happy. If God is for me, who can be against me? I want you to know that it is within the protocol of God that when God blesses you, people will become envious. The Bible tells us the Philistines envied Isaac. We see the example in the Bible about Jacob as well. The Bible tells us in Genesis 32:5, I have oxen, donkeys, flock, and male and female servants. I have sent to tell my Lord that I may have favor in your sight. I want you to know that Jacob was getting his social affairs right, because he wanted social prosperity as well. But guess what? His physical prosperity made room for his social prosperity. He was writing for favor, so that favor will be in the sight of his brother Esau. The Bible tells us also Jesus was very prosperous. The Bible says Jesus was prosperous, and it tells us that he lacked nothing as a spirit-filled man. When the Bible says that a man lacked nothing, that means he was very prosperous. You see, when you are very prosperous, you will lack nothing. These are biblical truths, that Jesus was also very prosperous. In Luke chapter 2, verse number 5 and 52, the Bible tells that Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Yeah, you see, even with Jesus, he increased spiritually in favor, increased socially in favor, he increased physically in favor, and increased mentally in favor, which means he increased in wisdom, stature, favor with God and man. You see, church, this morning, these are biblical truths for your increase. Therefore, you need to know to latch onto this. Why am I sharing these truths? I'm sharing these truths because they are principles for prosperity. These are divine ordained God principles for your prosperity. And they are fourfold. So I want you to know that this prosperity is not something that is about get me rich quickly scheme. This prosperity is the principles from God's word for your increase. Prosperity is also the will of the Lord. God's will is for you and I to be prosperous physically, socially, mentally, as well as spiritually. God's desire is for us to be very prosperous. But the church don't believe that. The church still is in that nightmare of how am I going to get rich? In the volumes of God's word, there are principles that you need to be obedient to that will bring you to the place of great success, as well as good health, and as well as having nice friends around you. Your social life will be right, as well as being strong in your mind with much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature in God, and favor in God and with men. And even Jesus had the fourfold prosperity in his life. In 3 John 1:2, we see that prosperity is the will of God. The Bible says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and in health, and just as your souls prosper." In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you." This is what the prophet is declaring, and is declaring the words of the Lord. Like he's saying, "Thus saith the Lord, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Church, you have hope and a future. God's plans is for us to prosper. Therefore, you need to listen to these principles of prosperity, because these principles are within the mandate of God's word. These are not man-made principles. These are principles for you to prosper. Prosperity also comes from God. It is in the will of God, and it also comes from God. You see, prosperity cannot come from man. Prosperity comes from God. He is called El Shaddai. Somebody say El Shaddai. It means the all-sufficient one. You see, you only can look up to the all-sufficient one, because a lot of people look unto man for the increase. You need to look unto God. Now, a lot of people don't know how to look unto God, because it is not up just picking up your head and looking in the sky and gazing and saying, "Me, my focus is on God." That's not your focus. Let me tell you how your focus is. If you ask many people, they'll tell you those who are prosperous, they have the prosperity of God in their lives. They are prosperous because they maintain, this is how they look unto God. They maintain biblical principles of faithfulness. Looking unto God is maintaining business, the basic faithful principles of God's word. A lot of people, if you ask them, how are they doing it? They will tell you through faithfulness. Faithful with your tithe, faithful with your offering, faithful with your extraordinary offerings, faithful with your first fruit. It is first fruit season. Your first fruit should already be prepared and set aside in order to release it to God. So that prepares you for the next year. Which means if the seed that you sowed this year is the harvest that you will reap next year, and eat of it, because there will be food on the table in plentiful. And that's the reason why. Extraordinary givings, because apart from all the monies that remained in your hands, you must know how to extraordinary release your funds. Prosperity comes from God. He is called El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. He is also called Jehovah Jireh. Why? To make you prosperous in health. He's called Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He's also called Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Why? To make you prosperous in good health. So which means you will not be sick in body. All this year comes from God and not man. You see, you got to know that these are principles, for biblical prosperity. You see, there are many terms used that denotes prosperity in the Bible. When you read the word good gift in James chapter 1 verse number 17, the Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God and comes down from the Father of lights, to whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Which means the word variation means there are no changes in the way God desires to give good gifts. God's desire to give good gifts are to his sons who are obedient to his laws. And God will just reign in abundance. And that's what God does. Promotion is another word that denotes prosperity. The Bible tells us in Psalm 75, verse number 6 and 7, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south." Everybody is looking at the east, west, north, and south for promotion. But it says, but God is the judge. He put it down, one, and he set it up, the another. God is the one that sets one down and sets the other above. God is the one that gives promotion. See, if you're looking for promotion wherever you are, promotion in your lifestyle, promotion in your wealth, promotion in your health, promotion in your social life, promotion in your work life, promotion in your business, acceleration of promotion in all the things that you do, you look unto God. God is the one that can set you above all things. The way you look unto God, everybody has the answer now. No more you just look unto him and call upon his name. You do what his word tells you to do. That's the way you look unto God. The principle that you need to understand today, the key principle, is that your looking up to God is not gazing, it is doing the will of the one that called you. It is doing the will of his word. It is doing the will of his command. That means there's an action to every command that is in the word of God. It's a principal command that you need to follow for your prosperity. The Bible tells us that strength is another word for prosperity that denotes prosperity. In Psalms 84:7, it says, they grow from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Increase is also another word that denotes prosperity. In Psalms 115:14, it says, may the Lord give you increase more and more. You and your children. Increase not only for you, for your children, if you are obedient to the principles of prosperity. Glory to glory comes from God. And this is a principle that denotes, this is a word that denotes prosperity. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, the Bible says, but we all would unveil face, beholding as a mirror of glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Here you could see that glory to glory denotes prosperity. Blessings denotes prosperity. In Deuteronomy 28:1-2, the Bible says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently, that means no thought of giving up, continue to push on. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, that is the commands of your God, and observe carefully all his commands which I've commanded you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations' promotion. And all these things, all these blessings, that is increase, shall come, that is prosperity, shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obeyed the voice of the Lord, which means you will become very prosperous if you know how to be obedient. Blessings also denote prosperity. Wealth denotes prosperity. And in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for he is he who gives you power to get wealth. God gives you power to get wealth. You cannot make wealth on your own. Somebody say to themselves, I cannot make wealth on my own. It is God that gives me power to make wealth. And that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to his fathers, as it is this day. All things that pertain to life and godliness is prosperity. In 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible tells, and his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us in glory, called us by glory and virtue. I want you to know that all things pertaining to glory and life is also prosperity. Every spiritual being denotes prosperity. In Ephesians 1:3, the Bible says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing and in heavenly places in Christ. And then lastly, you have to know that abundant life denotes prosperity. The Bible tells us the thief does not come except to steal and to kill in John 10:10 and destroy. But I have come to give life, and I may give it to you abundantly. And therefore, church, this morning you must know that these principles for your prosperity are principles that you need to adhere to in order for you to be blessed. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. In Psalms 35:27 says, let them shout for the joy, for joy and be glad, who favored my righteous cause, who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasured in prosperity of his servant. I want you to know, when prosperity comes to you, you automatically start worshiping God. Your prosperity is worship unto God. Therefore, these principles of prosperity in part one is foundational, but yet it is for your increase. You need to know how to listen to these principles over and over again and manifest these principles in your life. And this is what it will do. These principles, which are scriptural, will bring you prosperity. And therefore, the purpose of prosperity is in 2 Corinthians 9:18. The Bible says, and God is able to make all grace abound, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you may abound in every good work. The purpose of prosperity is to abound in every good work. Church, I trust that you have been stirred up this morning to desire to be prosperous in fourfold. That is physically, socially, spiritually, and mentally. Next week, I'll be discussing more principles for your prosperity. This is the best time for you to activate this, because we are coming almost to a year end, and you can set standards in your life to be a very prosperous man or woman or boy or girl in 2022. But you need to set it alight now in your life. There need to be a burning desire within you to become very prosperous. The word prosperity is not a sin word. It is from the Word of God. And I've just showed you that this morning. I trust that you have been blessed this morning and you will be prosperous for the rest of your week. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine on you. Lift up your hands. I bless you this morning with all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Do enjoy the rest of your week, and I trust that you will be safer, as well as looking forward to share part two of the principles of prosperity. And these principles are for you, a believer, in the child of, as a child of God, that is the Son of God on the face of the earth. Thank you, and God bless you all. See you again next week.